Skirmishes between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the GOP-controlled legislature continue. The latest battle? Tuesday, Republicans did something that hasn't been done in decades. They fired Brad Paff, Evers' agriculture secretary. Angelina Mosher Salazar has the full report.
Since he was appointed as agriculture secretary by Governor Evers back in January, Brad Paff has enjoyed the support of numerous organizations and lawmakers. Born and raised on a family farm in La Crosse, Wisconsin, his supporters included the Dairy Business Association, Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, and the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association. However, Paff was let go on Tuesday afternoon, even after he had been confirmed unanimously in committee back in February, which signals a reversal by Republicans, something that Democratic Senator Dave Hansen was quick to bring up.
And I think the people in that committee that day, that 9-0 vote, tells it all. Everything we know about Secretary-designated Paff is that he is a smart, very caring, and dedicated public servant who has developed very close and strong relationships with the people he has been tasked to help.
The move to oust Paff comes after Republican lawmakers clashed with him over manure storage rules and suicide prevention funds for farmers, a point Democratic Senator John Erpenbach emphasized in his support for Paff.
It's not because he's not qualified, because you know Brad Paff is qualified. Everybody in this body knows his qualifications. It may be because of what he had to say when it came to mental health assistance for farmers. Maybe.
In July, Paff criticized GOP lawmakers for not quickly making available $100,000 for mental health services for struggling farmers. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who is now running for Congress, told Paff his comments were beneath his position. In his Senate floor remarks, Fitzgerald listed the following as evidence against Paff.
ATCP 51, comments about Republicans and farmer suicide, certainly going back to some earlier changes that were made under DADCAP. There's a whole slew of things, I think, that anybody could bring forth.
ATCP 51, which Fitzgerald referenced, is known as the Livestock Facility Siting Law. It is the administrative rule that regulates local government approval of new or expanding livestock facilities in Wisconsin. Paff worked on rules meant to protect farmers' neighbors from the odor of manure by expanding setback requirements for storage facilities. The rules were cited by Senator Nass as a reason to not confirm Paff, calling the rules devastating.
The Giacomazzi Dairy, 125 years in business, largest dairy west of the Rocky Mountains, recently said they're out of the dairy business. And one of the striking things they said, it's because of government regulations. And the rules that came out were more government regulations, devastating as they are.
Paff put off advancing the manure rules on Friday, just after Fitzgerald said Paff didn't have enough votes to get confirmed. Now, with no ag secretary, it's unclear how or when the proposal can move forward. Governor Evers has indicated that he is not ready at this time to consider who he will nominate to replace Paff. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.